Hello everyone, my name is Masayuki Oishi. I'm CEO of the Daikuri Kakogyo Company Limited in Japan. And today I'm going to present about the process of crushing soil. In my presentation, I will talk about four things. When analyzing a soil sample, the soil must be crushed and sieved. In the crushing and sieving process, soil dust is usually generated, which can be a health risk. So I have developed a dedicated device that can perform the crushing and sieving. That can sieving efficiently at same time. Also, with this model, DIK2610, that we call DIK model. All processes are done at the same time without releasing any dust. The process of crushing soil begins with soil sampling. Then the crushing, sieving, and removing process is done. And finally, the analysis process can be done. However, in this process, the generation of soil dust can be a problem. With that, I have developed the DIK model in order to solve this problem. Let me explain about the crushing method of this model. The DIK model crush soil using the planetary and rod mill method. The figure below, the figure below is the rod mill method. Put a sample to the crushed and the crushing rod into the container, and crush the sample with rotation on it. However, if crushing the soil for analysis, you will need a clean container and crushing rod every time you crush a different sample. So I thought to make an inexpensive crushing container and rod that can be used repeatedly for each different sample. This is a crushing container that I designed. Put the soil and the rod into the container. This is not only a crushing process, but also saving is completed. In the interior of the container at the same time. In addition, any dust that is released doesn't leak to the outside of the container. Crushed soil is housed in a container by passing through a hole with a diameter of 2 millimeters in the direction of gravity. Next, I'm going to describe the planetary mechanism of the DIK model. The container are installed in a four-container turntable that turn in a clockwise direction, and each container turns around in an opposite direction. The turntable also inclines at the angle of 20 degrees, and it was designed to move the soil and the rod in the container move violently. Now I show you the video on how soil is to be crushed. Thank you. You can see that the table is a clockwise direction, but the container is the opposite side. And most of the soil will be completed in about 2 minutes. Okay, it's next. So, how we can determine the required force for the soil pressing? As mentioned earlier, the container will add the two types of centrifugal force, the revolution and the rotation in the planetary system. I try to estimate the force applied to the soil and rot in the container of the DIK model. It's the value of the in the lower right. And it's in the compression tested equipment. We measure to the rot required for the crushing soil as seen in the video. Its value is the table in the lower right. It has found that there is a large variation. So I try to compare the result of the force that the DIK model produced and the compression test device. If using the two types of centrifugal force, I think there is still something missing. However, in reality, the soil is very well crushed. And aside from the calculation method, I wanted to see and know how the crushing is processed in the container. So I tried to make some of the tests while observing the interior of the container, using the fixed camera on the top of the container, as shown in the photograph. I'm now going to explain about the results. The first question is, how does the soil move in the container? Can the soil be crushed without a rod? I tested the above. So this video is a very high-speed camera we're using. And after 2 minutes, completed crush. Then we performed the test in the proper way using the crushing rod. Please see the video showing this experiment. I think you will find it interesting. However, I cannot see the milling process in the container, as much dust generated in the container during soil crushing. So, next, I then take the sheet to experiment by reducing the amount of soil. Please see this video. This video, the recording is at 480 frames per sec. So, when analyzing the videos, we are able to capture the moment when the soil broken by the impact of the rod. However, this phenomenon did not frequently happen as observed in this video. I checked the video any time, but couldn't again a clear enough view the crossing process. DRK models we have been used in Japan, and we haven't received any report of samples that cannot be crushed. So this is very good karma for me as a developer. However, I still wonder in any further ways to further improve its efficiency. For that, I have reported some of the experiment here to share with you, as I think it is necessary to analyze to observe this method. Please let me know if you have any question or suggestion. Thank you for it.
Could I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
You mentioned that stones and coarse fragments needed to be removed before crushing the sample. What is the maximum hardness of the aggregate that is permissible to go through the crushing process?
I don't know how this correct answers. This machine is not crushed the stone,
right,
or some root or something.
Is something like calcium carbonate, for instance, if it wasn't too hardened, would it crush calcium carbonate, do you think?
I'm not sure this is a correct answer.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Was that a graph of you crushing multiple samples of the same material? Is that what those graphs were?
Sorry, so I don't understand. Sorry.
Have you run the experiments where you crush the same material basically multiple times and see what particle size distribution you get at the end?
Is it so? It changes another soil crushing to using another container.
She's saying take the same sample and run the experiment multiple times, and are you getting the same size fractions out of each of the tests?
Yeah. It's I tested that almost the same soil, so it's using it's Japanese soil. So only Japanese soil. I don't have it, so any country soil.
Okay.
Were the results consistent then?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.